Psalm meditation today is from Psalm 120. Please turn there in your New King James Bibles, and we will read responsively as we normally do.
Psalm 120, the first of the Song of Ascents. In my distress, I cried to the Lord, and he heard me.
Deliver my soul, Lord, from this, from the
What shall be given to you, or what shall be done to you, you false tongue? Woe is me that I dwell in Meshech, that I dwell among the tents of Kedar.
My soul has dwelt too long, but in peace.
I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. Now here in Psalm 120, we begin a new series. We've just spent many weeks going through Psalm 119, which is a fairly obvious series. It's all one psalm. This next section, I'm not sure how many there are, what's called the Songs of Ascents. A little background on this. Remember, three times a year, the people of Israel were called, the men were called to come up to Jerusalem for festivals, for certain temple activities during three holidays. The Songs of Ascents are the songs that traditionally, at least this is the history that's given to us, they would sing as they came up to Jerusalem. And you can see a building through the series of psalms that they start with people who've been absent from the house of God. And as they move in, there's a rehearsal of covenant history, a look at covenant blessings. And you see building and building a hunger and a thirst for Jehovah as they come toward the temple. Here in the first one, it starts out, in my distress, I cried out to Jehovah and he heard me. Deliver my soul from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. Now, the beginning here, you see the person that is calling out to God, calling out to the Lord, for deliverance from lying lips and a deceitful tongue. The question, it's a live question here, is whose tongue and lips are being referred to? The common way we look at it is that as he dwells with the unbelievers, he's found himself suffering at the hands of the unbelievers. As he dwells with the pagans, they, acting as they normally do, would oppress the people of God. Another way looking at it, and it's completely valid, is to look at it as he comes up, that it's his lying lips and tongue that he wants deliverance from. He wants his soul to be cleansed from the lying lips and deceitful tongue. And he says, what shall be given to you, or what shall be done to you, you false tongue, sharp arrows of the warrior with coals of the broom tree. And it's the punishment, the destruction that awaits liars. And again, the promise here that we see is that certain sanctions will be brought about in time and in history. The third little section here, at least broken out of the New King James Bible, woe is me. And any Jews out there would be hearing oy vey, which would be the Yiddish way of saying this. Woe is me that I dwell in Meshech, that I dwell among the tents of Kedar. I looked up these two terms, trying to figure out who they're talking about, and there's two Meshechs that are generally mentioned in the Bible. One is the son of Japheth, and one was a descendant of Shem. But there's only one Kedar, and that is usually mentioned in terms of the second Meshech, the Semite. And these are often thought to be the Arabs, those who dwell in the wastelands to the south and east of Jerusalem, of Israel. And we see then this is someone who dwells out there with those who are distant kin but separate from the covenant. And as he lives with those who are apart from the covenant of grace, he says, my soul has dwelt too long with one who hates peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. And the interesting thing about this psalm is that it leaves you hanging right there. There's no resolution whatsoever in this psalm. It's just he's oppressed. He's disheartened by being among the believers, by being among liars, by being apart from the people of God, apart from the temple of his Lord. And that's pretty much it. It just stops right there. It's setting the tone for the rest of this series. As we look at this and throughout the week, if you think upon this psalm, think about what it's like to live apart from the people of God, to live apart from the reminders and the celebration of the covenant of grace, the salvation that God has provided. to live separate and among those that are wicked, and how that leaves you hungry, thirsty for the words of God, for being among his people. And then as we move on through this series of Psalms, we'll see that hunger and thirst answered, discussed, and finally satisfied. So as we sing Psalm 120, let's remember that it leaves it open for an answer yet to come. So we'll sing Psalm 120.